This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Thousands of Colorado voters reassessed their politics after the U.S. Capitol riot. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
Nearly 6,000 Colorado voters changed their political affiliation in the week after the January 6th attack on the Capitol, and the vast majority were switching from Republican to unaffiliated. Some said that they were disgusted by the violent conclusion of former President Donald Trump's months-long effort to overturn the election, while others said that the GOP was dying, or that its leaders hadn't supported Trump enough, like 44-year-old Sarah Ocker of Weld County.
I think that that's what's happening to the Republican Party right now, is it's imploding a little bit, and a new party is going to emerge from this.
The party lost about 0.5% of its registered base in Colorado that week. The losses were largest in competitive areas like Douglas County. But unaffiliated voters are still free to support Republican candidates and participate in GOP primaries. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado's congressional delegation is asking for a review of the decision to move Space Command from Colorado Springs to Huntsville, Alabama. They say the process was unfair and that political considerations influenced the move. Representative Ed Perlmutter says he thinks the decision will be overturned.
Colorado, by any measure, was the number one choice. All of the assets we have here in terms of our education system, the number of different contractors that we have here.
Space Command will stay in its temporary home at Colorado's Peterson Air Force Base for a few more years. Colorado Springs and Metro Denver have sunny skies and highs today in the 30s, then warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.